This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
That swung on it. Hit to left center and hit well. Benintendi going back at the track, turning around. He'll look and watch it fly.
The skies went to center. Back is Buxton. Takes a look. Up it goes and gone.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24-7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
Good morning, A's fans. That's right. It is time for some early baseball from Progressive Field in Cleveland. Cole Irvin is going to be on the mound after the A's got the victory yesterday. They were hitting home runs, scored runs. Life was great for the Athletics. Vince Catronio joins us from Cleveland. Vinny, I can't tell you how happy I am to get up at 6:30 in the morning. Let's get some baseball going.
How many cups of coffee have you had so far, Townie?
Can I tell you what I would like to do to the person who came up with this idea?
Yeah, it's morning baseball, American Legion style from Cleveland. We'll see how it goes. It's different. Unless you played for the Red Sox and played on Patriots Day, which you know is on the calendar. It's around the Boston Marathon. It's an event there, certainly. And it's a day, if you play that game, you understand why it all kind of comes together. Yeah. This certainly is a little different on a Sunday. But here we are, and at least the A's have a bounce in their step after their great win on Saturday.
Well, I got to think, I mean, even, you know, living in Cleveland in the Eastern time zone, this is still early to get everybody up, get everybody breakfast, and get them to the ballpark.
Yeah, donuts certainly are on the docket today, and it's a little bit different. Guys going to have to just kind of strap it on. Nobody was on the field today, no batting practice, no ground balls. It's just different. Get your rest, get here, and take a few swings in the cage, get your body loose, and let's go get them.
How big was yesterday's win? And I'm not talking about the schedule. I'm not talking about the losing streak. Just to see the smiles in the faces, get these guys upbeat, because after this, you still got to go to Boston.
You do, but you do so now with the idea that, at least for the moment, that's behind you. And just getting a big hit, as big as they can be, with a grand slam from Seth Brown against the guy that has been very effective out of a very good Cleveland bullpen and Eli Morgan, a guy you have to kind of be respectful of the changeup, and I think Seth was, but he got a high fastball and he just launched it the right. Then the A's added on after that, with three more home runs. That was encouraging to see Sean Murphy hitting a bomb, Bethancourt hitting a bomb, and Stephen Vogt, hitting a home run as well after that. So, they know what was at stake. I know they had quite the celebration, as they should have, in the clubhouse yesterday to kind of exercise all the bad things that were happening on the field, especially after as gut-wrenching a loss as they could have on Friday night. So today it's smiles, it's guys going to work, and some of the credit has to go to Ramon Laureano. As we talked post-game yesterday, we felt it was like that, tirade he had in 2020 in the playoffs, and that's exactly what happened. So it went speech, he came to the plate, he didn't do well, he struck out, and then he was ejected after that for arguing with the first base umpire, Paul Lemo, but at least he got the speech or whatever you want to call it. He got it off his chest in time for the A's to react to it.
How about Christian Bethancourt hitting third and you're like, yeah, hottest guy on the team. That's exactly where I want him hitting.
Well, I mean, the ball's jumping off his bat. It's just crazy what's happening, and he's used the whole field, Tony. Two home runs to right or right center. He's peppering balls off the 19-foot-high wall in left field. He could conceivably have four home runs in the series had it not been for the way they set up left field here in Cleveland with the higher wall outside of Fenway Park. It's gone everywhere else. So he's made some adjustments. He's getting immediate results. And as Mark Kotze said before the game today, this guy is strong enough, and so is Sean Murphy, that they can, catch, not necessarily have to catch the ball all the way out in front. They're strong enough where they can get the ball a little further in and still have the power to drive it to right center like we saw yesterday. And the A's, they need threats in their lineup, Towny. We've talked about this constantly, about having guys that can give you more than just singles. And at least we've seen a little bit of that on this road trip, and you certainly hope it continues. And Bethancourt's such a great story, great guy to talk to. I just really happy for his success because, he didn't make the club, but I think he developed a bond with Mark Kotze, and both of those guys are now reaping the success of that relationship.
Great stuff. I'll talk to you after the ball game.
Sounds good, Towny. Have another cup of coffee.
Oh, boy. Vince Catronio from Cleveland coming up next. It's the Mark Kotze Show right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time-of-use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
Which NorCal drivers are having the most fun right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
This car is actually both reliable and safe and a lot of fun.
My Honda is a beast.
My Honda is delicious.
Honda has the happiest drivers in America and is the most fun to drive, period. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Happiest drivers based on 2021 ACSI survey of customers rating the performance of their own automobiles.
Visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
This is A's Total Access.
Each week, Mark Kotze stops by A's Cast Live. That's our live talk show, Monday through Friday. He stops by every Friday, and then we replay it during the week on A's Cast and here on Sunday. Here we're talking about how Cleveland, they've had so many postponed games, they're not even close to the A's in games played. Well, I got to tell you, getting ready for this series, it was kind of shocking to me when I went, okay, for the A's, it's your guys' 59th game. And oh, by the way, Cleveland has only played 52 games. And we talked to Tom Hamilton yesterday on A's Cast Live, their longtime broadcaster. They had had 9 cancellations so far this year. I'm like, oh, my. I mean, hard to believe. So I'm thankful you guys have great weather because they've had miserable weather and they're going to have a boatload of doubleheaders to try and catch up.
Yeah, you know, it will be a grind once they have to play those doubleheaders and make up these games. You know, we talk about Cleveland and I mentioned how beautiful it is today and it could turn on a dime just basically being next to this lake and the weather rolls in and next thing you know, you're in a 2-hour rain delay. So we're hopeful we don't have any rain delays this weekend. And we get these games in and we can pick up a couple W's.
You know, let's talk about one of your guys who's starting to get his mojo back. And the bottom line is we know Ramon Laureano, he hates going down to the minor leagues. He just, you know, let me get in there. He's a bull in a china shop, but obviously with the suspension, had to go to AAA, shows up. It's just so hard to replicate game speed at the major league level. He gets off to a slow start. But all of a sudden, that hitting streak has changed everything for him. What are you seeing from a timing standpoint for Ramon Laureano?
Yeah, you know, like you mentioned, Towny, for Ramon, it took a minute for him to, I think, feel completely comfortable being back in the locker room, being back amongst, you know, some of his teammates, that core group that, you know, he felt, you know, that he may have let down through this suspension. Ramon and I have talked several times about, you know, how to go forward, how to move forward. And I think he's finally let that go and had those tough conversations with some of his teammates in that locker room. And he feels at least somewhat more comfortable about his environment. And I think that really, when it clicked, he started to take off. And as you talk about, it's never easy, you know, to be away from the game, especially for 80 days for a guy that is so passionate about baseball, that really lives, eats, sleeps baseball. And, you know, when we talk about Ramon Laureano, we talk about, you know, the player that, you know, will hit a double, take an extra base on a throw, and then score a run, and he creates a run all by himself. And we've seen that over the last 2 weeks. We've seen that Ramon that we're used to watching, the incredible catch that he made in right center in a game that was a 13-2, you know, Christian Bethencourt on the mound, and he's still playing the game hard. And that says something about the character of this kid. And I, you know, couldn't be happier about his progress and what he's been able to do offensively for our group, especially over the last 10 days.
Speaking of Bethencourt, now I absolutely hate position players pitching. It drives me nuts. I think it's a mockery of the game. But when you put him out there where he has pitched in professional baseball and he's throwing it, whatever, 93 or whatever he's throwing it, when you put him in, it's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, it is a whole different ball game. You know, Christian Bethencourt was a pitcher for the Padres. They converted him and tried to make that his career path. It didn't, you know, end up being something that Christian, you know, did or continued in his career. But so going to him the other night in Atlanta asking to pitch, there's both a concern of injury based on knowing that he's probably going to let it go and he's probably not going to lob it at 58 miles an hour as you are normally, you know, watch from a position player pitching. And sure enough, you know, I think when he threw his first fastball to Olsen, it was 94.5, and you could tell Matt kind of steps back and his eyes went, wow, okay. And then he throws this like 78 mile an hour BP heater and Matt rolls over. You know, so you're right. It's a little bit more comforting knowing that he can throw strikes because he's a former pitcher, but you never want to get a guy injured as well.
You know, noticing his game, you know, when he tries to pull the ball, you know, some guys, it's an art form, pulling the ball, and that's what they do. And then there's other guys that really have that power that if they stay inside the ball and they take it to right center, it really plays for him. And I've noticed lately for Bethencourt, as his numbers start to get better, the fact that he's driving the ball to right center, whether it's for a home run or it's for a double, it just seems to be that's where the ball plays off its bat best. What are you seeing with him at the plate as he looks like he's getting better?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with you in terms of his strength, and his strength is to that right center gap. He's got, you know, I've talked about it in the past that we were waiting for this power. You know, he hadn't hit a home run in, I think it was 5 years. And at that point, when you watched him take BP, you knew there was big power, and it's shown up in the last 5 to 10 days. His path is cleaned up. He's on the baseball. You know, last night here in Cleveland, he hit four balls. You couldn't have hit him any harder. And, you know, I think if he was a millimeter under two of the baseballs, he probably would have hit three home runs last night. So it's good to see him heating up. It's good to see him having some success and being a part of the offense now.
We will have part two in just a moment. Up next, Jessica Kleinschmidt sits down with Jensen Lewis, who does Indians pre and post on television right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
This is A's Total Access.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad, you know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
This Father's Day, visit Boot Barn for quality gifts and personalized services. Gifts range from American-made and handcrafted cowboy boots to durable suede jackets, iconic Western shirts, and heavy-duty jeans. We provide same-day gift delivery with gift wrapping and a card included. And when you visit us in store, our team of experts can help guide you as you shop. Boot Barn for Father's Day. Unwrap the West.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it. Perfect pitch right on the black.
Breaking ball hit high in the air to left. It's deep. Back on it is Eaton. At the track, at the wall, and gone!
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
And here is Jessica Kleinschmidt with Jensen Lewis talking about our guy, Stephen Kwan, the Bay Area kid from Fremont.
First and foremost, I think we knew with him coming up that his biggest tool was that play discipline. Like he, speaking of J-Ram not striking out, I mean, Stephen Kwan is in a whole nother solar system when it comes to his ability to see the strike zone. And you just don't see that from rookies, let alone grizzled veterans. What I like about him, he's pretty even keel. As you said, he's a West Coast guy. He put a dagger in my heart with his Oregon State Beavers knocking out my
Can't
Vanderbilt.
Have it all, Jensen. Can't
yeah,
have
I know,
it all.
I know. So I'm going to have to go down and tell him, like, listen, I'll get past it at some point. But I'll tell you what, everybody loves him, Jessica. To see the amount of young guys and veteran guys that, to a T, just use the word adorable. I mean, they literally adore him. I mean, it is cool to see what they did. I mean, Miles Straw, for instance, you remember we all saw what happened in New York in Yankee Stadium when he crashed into the wall, and there whatever was said from the left field stands, and Miles literally jumped up and was ready to fight some people. It kind of gives you a pretty good indicator of not only being a great teammate, but a guy that really people love in this organization. So we're lucky to have him. But you talk about how he went in that slump. I think what was unique about him, you never really saw him show any frustration. He just kind of kept going. And I think he respects the length of the season. I think he understands what he's really good at. So to have that presence of mind and to see him bounce back right now, that's going to be clutch for this group. And much less, you look at his defense. We're lucky enough to have him and Straw. I think in defensive run saves, Kwan is 12th, Straw is tied for second with Jurickson Profar. That has been a really nice find too, is we've gone a couple of years where this outfield has been a bit suspect. It's not anymore. Stephen Kwan, whether it's left or it's right, man, he has been great all around so far.
You mentioned the even keelness, and I feel like, especially for a young guy, 24-year-old, it's so rare. in a game like baseball where it's always ups and downs. And yeah, shout out to Miles Straw. I knew him when he was a baby Houston Astro, stealing bases in the PCL. I would literally say this guy is so effing fast. So glad he got that extension. So proud of him. I remember him when, if he's listening, he's a big fan of Ace Total Access.
There you go. Big fan of the show. Yeah.
Big fan of the show. I want to touch back on Paul Blackburn, because for obvious reasons, I adore him. But for you, you know, you're a former MLB pitcher yourself. So you've been able to see like the transition that this game's had. We're not obviously all going to have Paul Blackburns, or we can depend on these specialty pitches. Walker Buehler came into the league throwing 100, and he's had to utilize some of those specialty pitches as well as he's, I don't want to call aged, has become more experienced, if you will. But from a pitching perspective, what have you seen some of the biggest changes from the time that you started on the bump to now?
Yeah, I mean, for those of us that threw mid-90s back in the day, and I know I'm going to date myself here, I mean, my rookie year was 07, and if you threw 94, 95 miles an hour, you were elite. Right now, you can't even make a team, you know, throwing 94, 95. Yeah. And that's just a testament to where velocity has really taken over as far as fastballs go. What I liked about Paul yesterday, and it's kind of been synonymous with his year so far, his ability to change speeds and stay ahead in the count. And we've kind of preached that on our pre and post game show with our young pitchers is, man, you can make life easy on yourself by just staying ahead in the count. And you don't necessarily have to throw strikes when you have two strikes to get hitters out. I mean, they're thinking about covering the whole plate to not strike out. So I think what Paul was able to do yesterday, especially second and third time through the lineup, when you got command of your third and fourth pitch, man, it feels like a video game at that point. Just pick it and go. I mean, that's how good he was yesterday. But it's overall kind of looking at his style, his four pitch mix. You saw it all on display yesterday. Easily one of the best starts we've seen out of an opposing pitcher all year.
Good stuff. You want really good stuff. Coming up next, Jerry Blevins and Dallas Braden. Are you kidding me? Morning baseball here on A's Cast. You can't beat it. A's Total Access brought to you by Chevron.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Hey, Ace fans, we've got a great deal for you. Get four tickets and parking for all Friday night games starting at just $39. Pick from great matchups, post-game fireworks and drone shows, giveaways, and more.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it.
Grab the crew and head to the Coliseum with friends and family any Friday night this season. Four tickets and parking starting at just $39 for the whole group. Tickets are available at athletics.com. That's athletics.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The more we learn about COVID-19, the more questions we have. The biggest question now? What's next? What will COVID bring in 6 months? A year? If you're feeling anxious about the future, you're not alone. CalHope offers free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
What a treat we have for you this morning. Jerry Blevins, Dallas Braden, two great A's lefties. It's a view from the press box.
I'm here with Dallas Braden, one of the voices of the Oakland A's, one of the faces of the Oakland A's broadcast. As we sit here together, former players in the broadcasting booth above watching the pitchers and catchers throw, play on the field, what's the transition been like for you to go from former player and now you get to talk about the game? What's that kind of transition been for you on a personal level, not just like how good you are, because obviously your skill level in the booth is great, but what has it been like for you to be non-competitive in the sport of baseball and now be able to talk about it?
Well, that's the thing, you know, the competitive nature never goes away. You got to find a way to scratch that itch. And as a pitcher, we spent a lot of time watching the game of baseball, right? And we spend a lot of time watching these athletes do what they do in front of us. So we've got a pretty good idea of what's going on, what needs to go on. But the competitive nature aspect of it comes from wanting to deliver a quality product to the fans who take the time to invest in these players on the field. And if they're going to spend 3-4 hours a day watching a ball game with us, then I feel the responsibility to make sure that they're learning something or at least having a good time watching what they're watching. So I can sort of test myself and compete with myself and compete with, quote unquote, a good time, if you will. But just the opportunity to watch the game and continue to talk about it is a blessing that I don't know that I thought was ever going to be afforded to me.
That's an awesome answer. I really appreciate that, your approach. One thing, as we sit here again, it's pregame. I could see the cards, the research, the work that you're actually putting in. That's the competitive side of you. You're going to be prepared. You're not going to be blindsided. You're going to go in working really hard, and I appreciate that. Is there a piece of advice? Because, again, as former players, it's easier for us to think about how to prepare because it's easy to prepare your body for today's baseball game. As a new guy in the post-playing broadcasting career, what piece of advice can you give young broadcasters or people of the game that prepare in a different way to see to watch baseball in a different way?
It's to remember that allowing the game to come to you is still one of the most important things to do here. And when I say here, I mean up in the booth, because it can be easy to get caught watching the TV. It can be easy to get caught up in the numbers. And something that the great Ray Fosse always made sure that I was aware of is there's a baseball game unfolding just below you. Don't ever forget that. And don't ever forget that you know what it's like to be out there, and not everybody watching does. And if you can remember those things, the things you did to make yourself successful in terms of preparation, study, and just paying attention, those things innately will carry over. So there's not much to what's going on. It's really, the advice is stay out of your own way and don't try to reinvent the wheel. Just keep rolling the one you've been on.
I like that. So you and I have talked. We've been friends since 2007.
Yeah.
We're clearly not that far removed from playing, but you have a lot of experience in the game of baseball. You are You've dealt with expectations. You've dealt with injuries. You've had successes. You've had failures in the game of baseball. Do you have an itch not just to be the broadcaster and to help the fan experience of consuming it on that side? Do you get to pass down some of your knowledge that you've gained experience-wise to players there? And how do you separate covering a team as a broadcaster and also wanting to help younger athletes in the craft of pitching?
Well, you know, Blair, I don't think you have to separate those things. And that's something that I think might have been the case in the past, and I think that's maybe something I think about trying to buck, is the system that tells you you do have to separate the fact that you're calling games with these guys and maybe relationships you have with them. For me, that's what can actually separate the experience for the fan, is it's not just a player personnel number 35 out there. You're going to get to know the heartbeat of this individual. And for me, as much as I enjoy watching the game and as much as I enjoy breaking it down and analyzing and sharing those cool stories and being able to paint a picture, I also understand the value in getting guys to a point where they want to be able to realize a dream come true, the investment that they themselves and their families have put into and made to try to get them to the big leagues. And because of what I know, because of what you know, the conversations that we get to have with guys, I think, are really important. And who knows, when it's all said and done, I might not be up in a booth. I could very well be on a backfield fighting off 105 degree sun bearing down on me, just trying to help a guy unlock something.
Okay, the last question I want to ask you is something that, you know, from the first day I met you, is one of the things that I admire most about you. It's one of the things that I look for in people that I try to surround myself with, and it's a genuine sense of self. It's, you are Dallas Braden. There's no fakeness about you. There's no disguises. You're not pretending to be somebody you're not. In today's ball game, you guys just were in Atlanta, and you got to see an explosive player like Ronald Acuña. Now, I love Ronnie Acuña. I played with him in 2019. He's expressing himself on the field. I personally think it's great for the game for guys to have a little bit of showmanship. It wasn't my personality. What can you say as somebody who is, I admire for being honest and truthful to the person that you are and not afraid to show it to the world? What is it about today's game and where we're heading that you love the most in the way that you're starting to see some player personalities? And how do you feel about that affecting the growth of the game?
I love it. I love that we're seeing these superstars unapologetically be themselves out there, and the fact that it's not going to take them 10 years of performing and producing to finally get to a place where they feel like they're comfortable enough to do so. If you've had a good month and it's feeling good, let it fly. Let it fly. The idea of acting like you've been there. What? I've never been there. If I get to the top of the mountain, I'm going to plant the flag. Why? Because there's no flag there. Why? Because I haven't been there before. So when you experience these incredible achievements and you're going through the grind of a big league season, it's okay to enjoy what you're doing, because every day you wake up and you are hit right across the face with how much you're going to fail and how bad it's going to suck. So if you can turn that on its head and turn that into a smile, and you put people on their feet in this, like, that's what this game has. I don't want to say has missed, because the game evolves. That's what hasn't been a part of the game for so long, and that's a big part of what's evolving around this game. So for me, I'm here for it. Ronnie, I mean, the guy looks like a traffic cone up there with all the yellow and the instruments. I love every bit about that dude's game. So for all the guys who are out there worried about what the kickback is going to be like, be yourself. Let your hair down. Let it fly.
Excellent. I couldn't agree more, because I think this personality is what baseball needs. The kids, you know, the youth of today are being inspired by it. So one of my favorite things about the NFL is like the touchdown celebrations, yeah, and LeBron's, you know, pregame ritual that Acuña just did.
The rulemakers got together in the NFL and were like, you know what? We're going to let the kids dance. We got to let the kids dance. We got to figure that out, right? So slowly but surely, I'd like to see baseball continue to turn that corner.
Well, once again, you do not disappoint in being yourself, Dallas. Thank you for being here with us and letting me interview for your little bit.
Good to have you, Lefty.
Great stuff, no doubt about it. Up next, we'll have the stat of the day and the injury report right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Barrie locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time of use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
In the wee hours of the night, when everyone else is fast asleep, you're the one on third shift, burning the midnight oil. When a part fails and everything comes to a grinding halt, regardless of what the clock on the wall says, you leap into action. Grainger is with you and all the ones who get it done. With 24/7 customer support by phone or click to chat. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And he swings and flies one to right. Deep in the corner, Marisnyk giving chase at the wall. And out it goes for Jed Lowry.
A's Cast is your 24/7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend. Presented by Chevron.
Time for the stat of the day, brought to you by Mechanics Bank, and it's this simple. Four dingers yesterday, and we loved them all.
The pitch swung on, high fly ball, deep right field. Gonzalez is back. He will watch it go. Seth Brown unloads a grand slam on Eli Morgan. A five-run uprising for the Athletics and a 7-5 Oakland lead. 2-1 hit high in the air to deep right. Steven Vogt makes a bid, and he will send it out. His first home run in his return with the Oakland Athletics. Swung on, fly ball deep right center field. On his way, that is launched and long gone toward the A's bullpen. Christian Bethencourt, have a weekend. Sean Murphy launches one to right center field, and that one is on its way, and it is gone. Wow, that's his seventh of the year, and it is 10-5 Oakland.
Blow a kiss to your mom in the stands, Murph.
Yeah, blow a kiss to your mom. I love that. If she, of course, is in the ballpark, the whole Murphy family is really cool. Time now for the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, reminding you, stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. Here's Mark Kotze on Jed Lowry.
Wrist and shoulder. Yesterday he hit, I think he was 70%. I'm hoping today he's back to closer to 90 to 100%. And he's available off the bench. I won't know if it's within at bat or like if I can use him to, you know, bunt or play defense if I need him. So.
Gotta be nice to have him back with the way Bethencourt's swinging it. That'd be a pretty good 1-2 punch. Coming up next, part two of our conversation with Mark Kotze, the Mark Kotze Show, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka! Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
This is A's Total Access.
Part two of the Mark Kotze Show right here on A's Total Access, and we talk about the unbelievable story of Jared Koenig.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it, Little County in spring training, that this season was going to have, you know, there's going to be opportunity for guys to make their debuts, and how special that was going to be for these guys, and the grind that it took for Christian Bethencourt to get back to the big leagues and to have his, you know, first major league at bat in several years, and the grinds that these guys go through. And as you talk about Koenig, you know, that's an amazing journey, and a perseverance, the grit that it took to just keep going, and handing him the ball, and, you know, seeing the pure excitement, the pure joy. Yes, there was some nerves as every young man that takes the mound for the first time at a major league ballpark, especially that in Atlanta against the World Series championship team with a 40,000 crowd, you know, it was a sellout crowd. You know, I thought Jared handled himself really well.
Yeah, no, it's good to see. And, you know, when we talk about a year of discovery, and you talk, that's what we call it on the postgame show, of trying, just, you know, you got to find guys that can help you now and find guys who can help you in the future. I know his age is not, you know, not really looking for the future, but I'm kind of like, I want to see more of him. You know, why not? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, you will see more of him. He's going to get another opportunity to start here and against another great caliber team in Boston. You know, and I think, you know, I think the nerves will be somewhat subdued for him. I think he's recognized some things. You know, I talked to him yesterday just about what'd you take away from your first big league start. And he said, well, the biggest noticeable difference is that these big league hitters, they don't expand. They don't swing outside the zone very often. And, you know, that is that there's a separator there with the levels as each level you go up, but from AAA to the big leagues, especially that Atlanta lineup, those guys didn't expand. They didn't swing out of zone. And when you force a pitcher to get inside that zone, it generally benefits the hitter. But, you know, he's definitely going forward, learned, you know, from the first experience, and I expect him to go out and be better next time out.
You know, when I look at Cap's outing yesterday, and I just think of Catfish Hunter, and he gave up two solo home runs. It's just two runs. So when I evaluate it and I evaluate him, I go, okay, not a bad start. I would have liked to have seen him gone longer in the game. How do you think, obviously, you're always going to be concerned with his health. Where is he right now? How do you see Cap where we are right now in the season and going forward?
Yeah, you know, I thought it was a good outing for Cap. You know, you're looking for that balance between sending him back out for that sixth inning and having him go through the 2-3-4 part of that lineup, which is all left-handed, which, you know, all three of those hitters had hits against him in their previous at-bat. So you evaluate, you know, getting Cap out on a positive note, even though he gave up two solo home runs to two really good hitters. You know, you want him to leave that game with a good feeling, and I think that he did. He should have left that game with a good feeling, only giving up two runs through five innings. You know, we went to our bullpen where we felt we had good matchups. You know, A.J. Puck comes in against those three lefties. And, you know, for us, it's always about giving these guys the best opportunity to have success and matching them up. And,
you know, unfortunately there towards the end, we couldn't get our job done and, you know, ended up on the wrong end of that game last night.
You know, when you look at managing a bullpen, now that you've been doing this for a while and obviously all the years being on the bench, what do you think really is the main key to managing a bullpen? Because there's so many guys down there, hot, cold, you know, just what do you think the key is?
Yeah, I don't know if there's one key. I think obviously it's every day you evaluate which guys you feel, you know, are having the best success. And you also take into you evaluate whether or not their workload has impact on them. You know, you've got to be able to take care of their arms as well, because it is a long season. So, you know, grinding on the one hot guy and utilizing him to get through games every day ends up in the long run most likely wearing them down. So there's a balance to it. I think we're constantly looking at the matchups. We're constantly looking at, as you talk about, who's hot, who's throwing the baseball well, and trying to line them up to get us through a game.
Yeah, I got to think it's tough when you're like, boy, I really would like to pitch him, but I've thrown him three out of the last 4 days. But boy, I would really like to pitch him. Like, if you got a hot guy, you want to run him out there all the time. Obviously, you can't, but that's got to be so tough as a manager, knowing who's hot and going, I can't use my best.
You know, the thing that comes to the front of my mind is watching Joe Torre use his bullpen, and I think it was Daniel Robertson maybe who set up for Mariano Rivera. He would pitch, as you talk about, four out of five. And you know, for us nowadays, not only would we probably have upper management down our throat, but we'd probably have the training staff out there before we even decided to bring him into the game saying, hey, you've used him 4 out of 5 days. Like, that's enough, you know. So, you know, again, we're looking at the health. We're looking at the longevity of these guys and trying to keep them healthy throughout the long season.
You can listen to the Mark Kotze Show throughout the season every single week on A's Cast, athletics.com/A's Cast. Up next, Brad Ausmus, Vince Catronia, right here. A's Total Access brought to you by Chevron.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage, from player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. N72, in-store only.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
A crying baby is impossible to ignore, but a quiet baby can be easy to forget. Every year, dozens of children lose their lives because otherwise attentive adults forgot they were in the back seat. It only takes a moment for a car to heat up to dangerous levels, even on cooler days. So get in the habit of always looking in the back seat and use reminders to ensure baby is always with you. Where's baby? Look before you lock. Paid for by NHTSA.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 two working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
This is A's Total Access.
Good morning from Progressive Field in Cleveland. Day baseball, early baseball as the A's wrap up this series with Cleveland. We visit with A's bench coach Brad Ausmus. So is this like an American Legion day? Going back to your days in Connecticut, what's it like playing at 11:30 in the morning?
It is very strange. It's I don't think I was ever a part of the Patriots Day game in Boston that plays about the same time. So I can honestly say in, 25 years of Major League Baseball, this is probably the first pre-noon game that I've ever been involved in.
So how much fun was it? High fives finally in a celebration in the clubhouse. A long time coming. A lot of effort's been put in to try to erase a losing streak, and it sure happened in a special way yesterday.
Yeah, there's it's such a relief when you lose any type of losing streak, but a losing streak of that length, and it's really this the second time it's happened this season where we had kind of a long losing streak, and you can almost feel the weight being lifted. When Brownie hits the grand slam, huge, it's a huge step in the right direction, but we know we got a lot of game left. But then finally to get the, when you start tacking on with some of those home runs and you get a little bit more of a lead, you feel a little bit better, and certainly you can exhale once you have the W secured.
Brad, you've been in a ton of dugouts. You've been in as a player for years and certainly as a manager. What was your reaction to watching Ramon Laureano be Ramon Laureano with his fire and brimstone speech, which the A's saw in the playoffs in 20? It worked that day, and it seemed to work yesterday.
I love it. There's baseball, we, as a rule, we're generally trying to stay even keel because it's such a long season. But you know what? Every once in a while, you need that emotion to come out. You need that kind of emotional explosion. And Ramon certainly had that, and I thought it was well-timed, and I thought it was well-received.
You're like the conciliary for Mark. As the bench coach, you guys have been longtime friends. You've been around the game together for a long time. During these scenarios, you know what it's like where you kind of replay games, you replay decisions, but you've got to move on to the next day. And what's that challenge like? What's Mark learning about, sometimes even the right decisions don't necessarily go the right way?
Well, I think that's the biggest thing you learn as a manager early on is that you can make, honestly, the right decision and still the team may not win the game. Or that particular decision may not work out. And baseball's an odd game. It's not like football where you have a system or basketball where you run plays. In baseball, for the most part, you prepare in spring training, and then when the season starts, you throw the guys on the field, and when the guys perform, you win, and when the guys struggle, you lose. And it's just kind of the way that the nature of the sport. There's a lot out of the hands of the manager, but you try and do everything you can to put the players in a position to succeed. And sometimes you carry the weight when there is not success, but you have to learn to deal with it and move on, just like you did as a player. Put it in the rearview mirror, and you got another game the next day.
As a transitional season like this appears to be for the A's, with young guys getting opportunities, and we'll see how it plays out, 45 players, 20 rookies have been used this year. So how important are the veterans inside that clubhouse to kind of help guys understand how important routine is and just how important it is to play the best you can on that given day?
There's no question that guys like Elvis, Stephen Vogt are calming, powerful voices, and you need, when you have that many young guys, you need voices like that. They go about their business the right way. They care about the right things. There's nothing in the game that you can substitute for experience, and they have quite a bit of it.
How many cups of coffee today?
I usually don't go over three. I'm on my second. There might be one more. I'm in between. I might not get, the game's so early, I might not get to the third one.
We'll see what happens. The A's and the Indians, Brad Ausmus, our guest. Tony, now back to you.
Stay hot, Christian Bethencourt. He's hitting 538 in the first three games of this series. Two dingers, two doubles, four RBIs, four runs scored. Ride the big man to victory. A's Guardians next. I'll talk to you after the ball game.
5X480, Dayton B100 V-Belt, one of the many parts Granger carries. It's also the item that helped Rob carry the day. The job was on hold, deadline fast approaching. But a quick search on Granger.com and Rob found his part. And with same-day pickup at his local branch, he and his crew got the job done safely and on time. Get supplies and solutions for every industry with real-time product availability. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model, plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.